Hey, all you pet stylists. You found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and star of the show from Tucson, Arizona, and groomblog.blogspot.com, Miss Barbara Bird.
Howdy, groomers. What's up, Susie?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, groomers. Hey, welcome to the show. This is episode 206 of the Groom Pod, recorded on April 28th, 2019 in Snohomish, Washington and Tucson, Arizona. This podcast is brought to you by listener support through Amazon and Patreon and through our kind sponsors, Best Shot, Stazco, Show Season, South Park and Evolution Shears. This week on the Groom Pod, we're going to drum up some business. Our definition du jour is fleur-a-laner. Well, Barbara, tell me about your week.
We had two deaths in the roster this week, and one dog, one person. The dog was our very dear, dear, one of the first doodles I ever did, and I've been doing her now for 10 years, Gracie Doodle.
Oh,
Gracie of George and Gracie.
Right.
I didn't get the details, but Yvonne did. It was a real rough landing, included an emergency drive to Phoenix, and got real ugly at the end for poor girl.
Traumatic.
The other one was one of my Scotty's daddies, and that was an older couple that have been my winter visitor customers for the longest time. Well, they actually own here in Tucson and then kind of get away for the summer. It's kind of like that. And he had fainting and blood pressure sort of issues.
Sure.
And they ended up going to the Mayo Clinic. And I didn't get the details on that, but he died about 2 weeks ago, and it was about a month ago they went to the Mayo Clinic. So that was real sad, and you know, you have to find ways to kind of acknowledge the event without, well, in a supportive but not terribly personal way, you know. So
yeah, I lost two as well. I lost a Cocker Spaniel that I drive miles and miles out of my way for these two guys. I love them dearly. They were some of my very first customers. I'm on my third dog with them, and he just passed away. I actually groom the breeder of that dog's dogs as well. And the thought of not seeing them and knowing that they're alive, and they're quite a ways, so it's not like we're going to run into each other.
Yeah.
I just hope they get another dog. They're just a little bit older than me, you know, fingers crossed. But this will be the third time where we've had this stretch of, or at least the second time where we have this stretch of not seeing each other. And I will miss them so much. And when I left, I knew it. I knew that was my last grooming with him. I could just feel that he was giving up.
We didn't have that kind of a warning with Gracie, but
yeah.
I knew that we might not see another Christmas with her, is how I put it, you know.
And then I have at the old folks place that I go to, there's this lady in a wheelchair who used to have a really grumpy shih tzu, and she complained about my groom, so I stopped doing her a long time ago. And then she kept asking me, and I kept saying no. And then the shih tzu died and she got a chihuahua, and I thought, oh, I'll do the chihuahua. What the heck? So I was doing the chihuahua, and she's had bits and pieces of herself cut out tumor wise and doctors have removed things. And anyway, she died the week before I was supposed to do the dog yesterday. And so she died last week. Now I'm not sure where the dog is going to go. They're trying to figure out what to do with the dog. Currently he's residing with one of the other residents, but yeah, it's interesting. I think in Groomer to Groomer last week, I don't know if it was last week, one of the Groomer to Groomers, they talked about 25% of your business, you have loss every year, 25% wow, through attrition, either people dying or moving away or the pets dying. So 25%. And we just both in this last week experienced a human and a pet in the same kind of statistical anomaly. Yeah.
Well, I had a that so true, so true. Let's move on. I had a enough of the sad stuff.
I agree.
I had an uplifting moment,
Yay!
an uplifting opportunity this week. And I groomed a rescue for adoption. That's one of my favorite things to do. I love using my skills to make a dog more adoptable,
I
you
think
know,
that's fun.
more appealing, more looks like I could do that. This was through my new hairdresser, Sina,
Oh,
who
cool.
I always knew. I heard about her that she did a lot of rescue work. Well, I'm going to tell you, Susie, I'm thinking she's some kind of an angel. I actually am thinking that she would qualify for one of the CNN Heroes Awards. She's the kind of that sort of a person in my presence.
Nice.
And she's a very talented hairdresser, but that's just feeding this work that she does on the side with rescues. I mean, and she's got this whole like network going thing. So she called and she messaged me. I told her she's the one that picked up the cat and kittens from Yvonne.
Ah.
And so at that time, I used it as an opportunity to tell her that she could call on me anytime for grooming work. Well, you know, being a hairdresser, they're gonna think they can do it all themselves. Yeah, right. So anyway,
Well, I color my own hair.
so yeah, so she yeah. Well, anyway, would I groom a dog? And she says it's either a Yorkie or a Silkie mix, maybe, or maybe not mixed. And it's an older dog. She specializes in older dogs and dogs with disabilities. So this was an older dog, and it had an eye removed, and it shaved half of its face, and the other half was long, and it was kind of a Yorkie or a Silky Terrier thing. They had washed it, but not brushed it or anything, you know. And it was like a matted mess. And could I do anything with it? And I said, "Oh, bring it on, sure." You know. It's such a good little dog. So, of course, I bathed him again, and then I almost brushed out the whole body coat. He laid down on the table while I was using the arm dryer and my comb just sweeping through his, has had a really beautiful coat, a really good coat. I determined that the dog was 100% Silky Terrier. I just don't see anything else happening there. And the way that he laid down on the table made me feel like he'd have probably been groomed a lot in a full coat. Very,
Sound like it.
you know, like that he was
Maybe
used
even
to
been
that.
finished at some time.
Yeah, maybe even that former show dog. It occurred to me. Because he just laid that right down on his side. As soon as the air started going in there, bam, he was down. I had to loosen the neck loop so that he could assume the position, you know. What a good boy. He was less wonderful about trimming him. He was not so patient with that. But what I did, because someone, could it be a hairdresser, had chopped out a bunch of stuff around his butt area, you know? So I suspect that somebody had tried to shorten him and realized that they were making it worse. So
Yes.
I blended all of that, and I used a Snap-on comb and gave him a short sort of teddy bear type trim. And then where his good eye still had the hair that was kind of hanging over it, I sort of left the swept style, but shortened and tidied up his jawline and all of that. And he looked really cute. And she was real grateful, and it just warms my heart to have been part of a process. She drove all the way to Phoenix to bring this dog home to try to home it here in Tucson. That's something, you know, like that. And it probably was because the dog had an eye removed and it was older.
Yeah, that's an investment. That's the kind of people you like to do things for.
Yeah, that's the kind of people you like to do things for. And I was really glad to have been able to reciprocate how much she helped me. And also, I want to be able to do that from time to time with her, because I really love just making a dog look more appealing.
It's good to feel needed and give yourself value that way, too. That's a good deed for the world. It just is good karma.
Yeah, it kind of justifies the silly thing that is pet grooming. Sometimes I, like when I think about who I am in relation to the planet, yeah, I just like, oh, well, Buddha says, but it's nice to be able to put my skills to some greater good.
I don't have any, I've got special skills, but it turns out that I have a husband who has some serious skills, which sometimes I forget about. My friend Brandy, who Barbara knows, and a lot of you listeners may know.
Hi, Brandy.
She had a electrical meltdown in her van.
Oh, no.
Probably a couple things going on, but there was definitely potential for a fire, and her outlets kept shutting off as she tried to use her canine, too. She's got a Wagon Tails van. It's an older one, but it's a commercially produced van. So it should be wired pretty well and set up pretty well, but it was getting older. And if you don't think about it often, your circuits actually get weaker as you use them. Things like GFIs can weaken and they can go bad. You can end up with a short. And I think what happened is there's two ways to get a short. You can get a short by water connecting a circuit together, because water conducts electricity. Guess what else conducts electricity? Hair. Hair gets behind your outlets and it can short out your electrical system. Brandy had vacuumed all of that out, but I think the damage had been done and it smelled like hot wiring and it kept tripping. And so she went to a few places. You know, it's difficult to find someone to work on your grooming van. It's not a traditional RV. It's got unique systems in it. And most of the RV places will do it, but you're not getting someone who has any idea of what actually goes on in those vans. So Brandy tried a couple RV places or whatever, and it was going to be a month before they could even take a look at her problem.
Well, of course, because it's RV season.
Especially around here, we only get like 4 months, and everybody's got to be ready, because the minute they hit, you leave and you go out and do stuff. And every moment of every second of every waking day that the weather is good, you're out in your whatever, your boat, your RV, your tent. We go outside. That's what we do here. You're right. The RV places are jam-packed full. My husband isn't doing a whole lot, and his area of expertise is electrical. So I said, well, Terry could probably see you later today. And Brandy went, what do you mean? She said, I need an electrician. I said, well, Terry's pretty much an electrician. And so she came out yesterday and she and my husband worked on her electrical system and they fixed it in about 2.5 hours. So she was back up on the road, not a month of waiting and thousands of dollars later while they troubleshot the electrical system, but just a few hours with the old man, and Brandy was back on the road. He felt so worthwhile about himself. Not to mention, we're repairing dryers right and left here. It's really fun. I'm learning so much. If your canine 2 is running hot or your canine 3 is running hot, please make sure you've cleaned the filters, because the filters get backed up with hair and then the dryer runs hotter than it needs to. It both shortens the life and it can bind up the way the motor twists. So for two reasons, if your canine 2 is blowing hotter than you think it should be, make sure you change that filter and keep it clean.
Okay, well, all right, moving along.
You know what it's like when you go to somebody's house and you can tell that someone else groomed their dog, you know, because their cycle was disrupted. So I got a phone call from the cat that was fired from the grooming shop because it was too difficult. And I groomed the cat with the husband present, and he puts the glove on and he always gets a little scratch, or I get a little scratch, but it's never really too bad. And we always get the complete groom done, but I charge them a fair amount of money. And I'm not sure if they decided to use a shop that was going to be half my price, because certainly a shop could be definitely half my price, or what, but I got a phone call from them and made the appointment, went over, and it's on the water. It's a beautiful spot by the lighthouse in Mukilteo. And out comes the husband, who I totally enjoy visiting with. He's an old beverage delivery driver, and he's a cool guy. He's chatty. And we're chatting away, and I'm shaving the cat, and he tells me this story of how they used another girl twice last year. And the last time sent her to the hospital and shredded him like a piece of chicken for an enchilada. I mean, really damaged him. And so that's where they had been. Then I went to my second appointment yesterday, which is an Italian family. The mom has some dementia, and she has the schnauzer, and then the son has a million-year-old Maltese, right? And I groom them occasionally both, but usually just the Maltese. And I went over, and I haven't groomed the schnauzer for a while, naked. Not a hair left on the dog except for half an eyebrow and some beard.
Oh,
it was, I get it. It's a $40 groom, $40 they get the dog groomed for. And it looks like a $40 groom. And they whacked half the eyebrow. Half of the dog's eyebrow gone. Woo! There's a few hairs kind of left in the center. That was it. And I just have to chuckle. I just chuckled. He's a easy dog, too. I'm not quite sure what happened there. And the problem is, then they have me do the dog, and I have to adjust the haircut. So I'll leave it so that it grows back in, and then mom doesn't like that. So she's back up to the $40 groomer and whack it off. So that was my adventure yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right, so that is that. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about how to drum up some new business. Notice the pun there. There was a pun there. You know, groomers, your salon runs on shampoo and conditioner, and what you choose to bathe with can make or break the quality of your work, productivity, your health, and even your career. Sure, there's a ton of shampoo lines to choose from, but if you haven't tried Best Shots Innovative Systems, you may be working too hard. You owe it to yourself to check out bestshotpet.com. Discover firsthand why so many groomers rely on their trusted mastery of coat care chemistry. That's bestshotpet.com. Learn more about using their three-step system and how Best Shot mindfully formulates using advanced grooming technologies, combining the very best nature and science has to offer. Whether it's their three-step system, the one-shot odor annihilator, Ultramax Pro line, MED skin treatments, or the amazingly aromatic and fun Sentiment Spa collection, Best Shot has something tailored just for groomers that really works. For over 25 years, Best Shot has lived up to its claim to get dirty jobs done right, so you can start making masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. What are you waiting for? Contact your favorite distributor or catalog and get some Best Shot today. I love them.
Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment.
Sometimes you find yourself in a position where you need to go out and drum up some business, as I like to say. And I was just thinking about ways that we could help people to try and get some new business brought into their established shop or even your new shop. So I thought we'd just talk about some ideas. I wrote down some ideas, Barbara. Let's talk about them. How's that?
Okay.
For you and I both, we know the best way, because we have a fairly decent client base. If you let your clients know that you need new clients, they're really good at getting their friends to come into their grooming shop. You know, they tell everybody, especially if you have a relationship with them, because they want you to stay in business. That word of mouth thing is so valuable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, every now and then you get someone who just gets on a roll. They just love sending people to you, and you can really tell. It really makes a difference. And the thing is that by word of mouth is one of the more desirable ways that people find a new groomer. Because it's scary. It's scary to find a new groomer, you know?
It is. I, especially being a quirky person, appreciate that the person who's referring you has warned them that you talk a lot and that you wear tie-dye and that your trailer outside isn't all that clean, but inside is just fine. You know, things like that. They get pre-warned about that stuff, and I appreciate that. When I went from the shop to mobile, I didn't know how many referrals each person was doing until I started to drive to their houses. And I had clusters of neighbors that all used me that I didn't know were neighbors because they were bringing the dogs to me. Entire people, entire neighborhoods that were referred to by one person because I know where the seed started on a lot of those. Yeah. It's fascinating the way that's been. And that is the best free advertising and way to get people in who are like a pre-warmed up to your style kind of thing. I think that's such an advantage. Another way you can do, if you're in a shop especially, or even if you're mobile, is signage. Signage is really important way to grab people's attention just randomly going by. It used to be more important than it is today, but I still think it's pretty important. What's your feeling about signage?
Oh, yeah. And it's not just signage, but if you notice, a lot of new businesses that seem to know what they're doing put up flags.
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely.
The waving banner thing is really big right now. And that has to be because it works.
Yes, I think you're right.
You know, increase your visibility or do something that draws attention, like I have a big mural on one side of my building, you know, artwork.
How about a neon sign that says now accepting walk-ins or something like that? You know, that donut company, Krispy Kreme, they stick that big sign out that says fresh donuts or hot donuts now, or come get your free donut or something like that. That catches people's attention too. Mm-hmm. Or something like walk-ins available. That's a rarity to be able to take walk-ins, but if you've got the staff and the ability to do it and you're looking for new clients, having a sign out that says walk-ins available, that's a good way to get attention. I also like to value my relationship with my personal vet and a lot of the vets in the neighborhood that I work in. And I know that if I've got a shop, that I would definitely want to do some networking in the veterinary community. This kind of means taking some donuts into the vet hospitals with cards and flyers and seeing if they'll let you put them up. I also am a big proponent of doing some free grooming, especially if you're not busy. You can write off the products and your time for advertising in your business, but it's a great way to get them familiar with what services you offer. Send the dog back to the veterinarian smelling great with a nice haircut and a little bit of accessories, and they're going to remember you when that puppy comes in and it's going to need a lifetime of grooming. I think that's invaluable as well. Valuable, invaluable. It's important. I hate those words. Along the same lines with the vet hospitals is pet stores. Pet store employees get asked a lot of questions about where do you take your dog for vet care and where do you, what kind of food do you get, obviously, but where do you get your pets taken care of and as far as grooming and dog walking and pet sitting? Those guys at the pet stores, they get asked these questions. And if you've done their dog, they're going to be more likely to recommend you. And if you did it for free, well, heck, they're certainly going to recommend you. And if you drop off a box of donuts or a pizza coupon or something like that, they're going to remember your name that much more quickly. And it's good to establish a presence in the neighborhood. And these shops are where the local pet owners visit, the veterinarian, the pet store. The people are in there with your target audience. The people who go into those facilities are your target audience. Pet stores and grocery stores and neighborhood community centers all have bulletin boards, and they are good places to stick up flyers. Did you ever do that?
I've done that.
Yeah, it's easy to make a flyer now. We didn't used to have a publishing thing in our fingertips.
If you do that, it's a good thing to do the little tabs with your phone number on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, like just because that helps them remember to call you if they have a piece of paper with your number on it.
You can stick magnetic signs on your vehicles that have your grooming information on them. I will warn you, though, if you don't move those signs occasionally, you'll end up with a faded spot on your car paint. So if you've got magnetic signs, move them around regularly. But those advertise your stuff. There's even, if you're mobile, there's little card holders that are stick on the side of your vehicle magnetically that you can stick your business cards in, and they stay in there when you drive.
I got to come in here with something.
Well, that's what we pay you for, Barbara.
Jeez. Consider this, however, I'm not so sure I want those people that choose their groomer just by seeing my name and number on a car, on my SUV as it goes by. You know what? Those shoppers are the kind that think all groomers are the same and interchangeable.
Well, that goes back to our last week's discussion, or maybe 2 weeks ago now, about fishing for the right client. You don't want that. But if you're hungry for people, maybe you do. I mean,
I'm going to argue with you. I'm serious. Good. I'm going to say, hold out for the people you want. No kidding. I don't have the data because I haven't done the study, but however, I can assure you that a great deal of our happiness with our clientele comes from people that are not a good fit for us, that are not accepting the same set of values about the service. Okay.
Yeah.
So see, I think that's very important. So I would rather, because at those people that do not share and know that they share the same value system with you, they're more likely to bounce off of you, and then you have to get another one.
Okay.
Do you hear me? And then you have to replace those bouncers. So it's better to find customers that stick because their value system fits your service, right?
Right. So
there we are. And too bad you people can't see my hand gestures. It's really an interesting part of my presentation here. I think it's worth that you target more knowledgeable people. It's one thing if you're a brand new business and you just want to say, yo, I'm here.
Right.
And you're ready to start vetting customers on whatever way you have. But by and large, why I like word of mouth referrals and veterinary referrals and that referral kind of business is because it's more likely to be a better match, and I don't have to attract that many of my well-matched customers.
That makes sense. Groomers, we all know that the first thing doggy moms and dads do when they pick up their beautifully coiffed babies from us is they go in for a cuddle, right? That first cuddle is so important because it gives them the opportunity to really enjoy their freshly groomed and sweet-smelling pups. Well, our friends over at South Bark Professional Pet Products have a new item that's sure to bring a smile to all of those pet parents and groomers, too. South Bark, as you know, is the originator of the now famous South Bark's Blueberry Facial. They are located in sunny San Diego, California, where founders Lisa Vella and Donna Walker, also known as the Blueberry Girls, operate a dog wash and consumer pet store, as well as a wholesale distribution center. These amazing ladies have come up with an entirely new product that really has us here at the Groom Pod excited. It's a foaming cleanser with a fabulous new fragrance. It smells like blueberries and coconut, two of my personal favorite smells. I can't wait to try it. It's good for slobber mouth, goober eyes, and strategic stinkiness. The real neat thing is that you don't have to rinse it out. And to top it off, it's a foam, so it's extra safe for using around the eyes. You know how much Barbara and I love foam for faces. South Bark's Blueberry Coconut Pet Foam comes in a generous 8.5-ounce foamer and is safe for use on dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. This is sure to be a favorite in shops as a retail item or in the bathing room for pre-washing faces and loosening those eye boogies. If you would like more information or to place an order, you can go to the website www.southbarkprofessionalpet.com or you can call them at 1-877-232-2235. And remember to look for the Blueberry Girls and their products at many of our grooming trade shows and seminars. What about a web presence? What about Nextdoor and that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, Nextdoor has really been valuable to me. And in case anybody doesn't know what that is, it's a neighborhood email group thing. And it's kind of interesting. I love Nextdoor. What I wouldn't even bother with anymore is the Yellow Pages ad.
Oh, for sure.
Isn't it something? Because when I first started up, that was your gold. That was your key. Your presence in the Yellow Pages was what made or broke you, really, no kidding. And sometimes you would go for a larger Yellow Page ad just to make your place look bigger and better, right? I really prefer the referral, the kind of pre-vetted.
Facebook pages are good, especially if you do a lot of posts where you post pictures of your grooming with happy pets. Oh, I want to say one of your best advertisements, especially if you do any creative grooming, is your own personal dog and its creative groom, like with some color on it, which attracts attention, something like that. I think that's kind of a fun way to get out there. And if you do that, then go to like a street fair or a music fair and walk around with your dog and a t-shirt with your business name on it or something. Free advertising. Free, free, free. But Barbara says you might not want those people. So
no, I think I don't like it when people take their dog to the festival.
Oh, you got to live here.
I mean, you see them here, you see these dogs, they're suffering in our heat. They're just like, I just see them. You
know, like, I don't even think people should be out in the festivals in your skin. I get that. We don't have that issue here.
And there's dogs that you can see the look on their faces, like, get me the fuck out of here. You know, they don't, the hustle and bustle and the random activity is sensory overload for some dogs, you know.
True.
You don't want to go to a festival with your gorgeous pooch on your leash and have him turn into an asshole that you're apologizing for or explaining.
Well,
you know.
Know your dog in that case. One last thing to wrap this subject up for today is... Some of your best advertising will come from referrals from other groomers who don't have any room or don't specialize in what you do. So get out there and meet your neighbors.
Yeah, I wish, you know what? I never had a groomer in Tucson come and say, hi, I just bought the shop down the road here. No, never, nor have I.
It's valuable beyond belief for so many different reasons, for mental health, like Barbara and I were talking about before we even got on the air, for all kinds of different reasons. You want to know who your neighbors are and what they like to groom, and you want them to know what you like to groom, and then you want to give dogs back and forth and people back and forth that are going to complement each other's businesses. And then every few months, like we do here for our mobile grooming roundup, which is going to take place in about a half an hour, actually they're already gathered there now. I'm coming late. You get together and you get support and you talk about stuff and it's great. It's great. Get out there and meet your neighbor groomers. They are your friends, not your enemies. There's so many dogs. There's plenty of dogs around. All right. Quick break, Barbara. And let's get back to school and learn about Fleur-a-Laner. Did I get it?
Fleur-a-Laner. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
we'll spell it out for y'all. Don't worry.
Our hands are money makers. We rely on them. How long we last in this career is dependent on how well we care for our hands. Evolution shears were engineered to be the most ergonomic shears out there. They were designed by a team of groomers, sharpeners, and medical professionals with comfort in mind. They started with the observation that all hands were not created equal. In fact, they are all unique and have different needs. Evolution shears are fully customizable with adjustable sizing and your choice of fixed ring, single, or double swivels. I recommend the double swivels. They're my personal favorites. Evolution shears work with your thumb in its natural position, making scissoring in all directions a pleasure. They are made to prevent repetitive stress injuries that occur due to scissoring and keep you from grooming. Lastly, they use high-quality materials but are affordable. They come in curves, straights, thinners, and chunkers, and in a variety of lengths and edges. A good thing for those of us with scissor addictions. There is a learning curve, but don't worry. The staff at Evolution will hold your hand through the whole process. Their customer service is tip-top. You can put your hands on a pair of Evolution shears and say hi to Abby, Ron, and our favorite salesperson, Chris Anthony, at many of the grooming shows. But if you're in a hurry, and you should be, go online to evolutionshears.com or call them at 877-560-3057 and buy yourself a pair or two. Be sure to ask for Chris because she'll take great care of you. But wait, if you act now, okay, you don't have to act right now, but mention the Groom Pod when you place your order or put Groom Pod in the coupon code on the Evolution website and you will receive $10 off each pair of shears. How cool is that?
Groomers, take your seats. School is about to begin.
Now that we've gotten our break over with, we need to learn how to spell this word that I keep butchering over and over again.
Okay, Fleura Lehner. Fleura Lehner.
Fleura Lehner. So what is it?
Fleura Lehner is a new class of compounds kills fleas and ticks. Okay, so, you know, it's a new class of chemical. It's not just another pyrethrum thing. This is a whole new class of compound that is effective against fleas and ticks.
So even different than Frontline and Advantage?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Whole different cupboard.
So what do we know about it?
So the class that it belongs to, this is where I have pronunciation problems. Okay, I'm going to spell Fleura Lehner for you because I said I would. F-L-U-R-A, Fleura, L-A-N-E-R. Fleura, F-L-U-R-A-L-A-N-E-R. Fleura Lehner.
It looks like plural, Fleural, Ehner, kind of. It's funny how your mind breaks it up. So you see Fleura Lehner and I see Fleural Ehner. All right.
So figure that, brain scientists.
So where are we seeing this stuff show up?
So it's in a product called Brevecto.
Some of my clients' dogs are
okay. So, and we've had inquiries about this some in the group before. So Fleura Lehner is the active compound in the Brevecto, which comes in either an oral chew or a topical spot on. I kind of been curious in the back of my mind to take another look at Brevecto, and that's what I did. But what really triggered me to do that was that someone on our Groom Pod discussion group dropped a post about a new all-natural flea and parasite control product called Waggies, which is a collar. And because it was of essential oils, I thought I'd just take a look at the website. And at the same time, I was looking at the website for Brevecto. And so I said, well, let's see what studies these guys have. So I looked at, I got all distracted looking in the Brevecto website. They have a whole subpage called the Academy. And that's where all of their academic and clinical studies and all of that kind of stuff is categorized and listed. And there's studies of the ingredient itself being effective against the different breeds of ticks. Even now we have, Susie, now we have to know tick breeds.
I saw some pictures of tick breeds recently.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just great. It's just to go to show you how as the body of knowledge of a subject grows, it gets subdivided into more discrete pieces. Well, anyway, so what I want to say is that the way that the fluorolaner works is really, say, kills by a slightly different means, okay? It's very effective. It's neurological. How's that?
Okay. So it's a neurological toxin?
It's a neurological toxin. I'm going to make that generalization on, according to this unpronounceable sentence that I'm trying to read. Okay. And here's the deal, which is important. It exhibits selectivity for insect neurons over mammalian neurons. It goes for the kill on the insects, but it doesn't go there for the mammals. So it's not just a matter of a littler dose will kill the bugs and a bigger dose will kill you and the dog. No. And they have so many studies. They have studies of the chemical itself, and then they have clinical trials, and then they have field studies. Field studies are a field trial that was done in 3 European nations on, you know, with more than 100 dogs in each. And I had to read a study, the safety study, Susie. You have to keep away from the safety studies because those are the studies where they often euthanize the animal.
Oh yeah, I don't need,
you know, and so, you know, so I'm going to tell you what, if any of you out there get into reading some safety studies of chemicals, if you see that they use beagle dogs, don't go on.
Yeah, okay. Don't good go to on. Know. Okay. Thank you for that.
Because beagles are the breed that's bred for
testing
stuff. Does that make me mad that Merck did a test that used beagles? Well, yes and no. That's another subject. But I'm telling you that when I looked at the Waggy website, I tried to dig deeper into it's 3 essential oils, citronella, lavender, and then linalool oil, which is a wood oil. There I go again, my tongue. Does your tongue age?
Yes.
It becomes less able to wrap itself around some of these words. Linalool oil.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Just
good job, unique. Yep.
Oh, I see. Ah, see, yeah. Not just that one.
Yeah, right. Well, my darn tongue. So, Waggy collars makes reference to over 1,000 shelter dogs testify, and then it makes other references to study, but there's no references. There's no, you can't go to the study. There's no study cited. There's no way to find out how they address the safety issue. They're just saying that these are harmless natural oils. And that makes me so nervous.
Yeah, totally.
I would have loved to have wrapped my brain around some unpronounceable matters regarding this. They claim an 8-month efficacy period.
I can't even imagine how that's possible. And I know personally, citronella really irritates my respiratory system. I wouldn't want to be wearing it. I mean, my dog next to my face with citronella on it. But that's just me.
I think that any of these collars that emit an odor, I think it's animal cruelty. To tell you the truth, you're forcing the dog to smell that shit 24/7. And they have a nose that is ever, ever so much more sensitive than ours. And then what do they smell? The shitty collar, that drives me crazy.
Even my walking air fresheners that I send home after I'm done grooming them, that wears off after a day or so. It's not like it's completely attached to them. Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to smell. I just need to see the studies. I can't even believe that it's going to somehow delay release from this collar for 8 months at an amount of essential oils that are going to be effective against fleas and ticks, which means it totally repel. Zero tick. I mean, listen, the Bravecto people, they counted the fleas, they counted the ticks. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, in their field study, they had actual count the parasites before and after and during the treatment period.
Right.
You know, and they had a protocol of how you went about removing and counting the parasites. It was all controlled and documented, and then they drew the results. They give you the results, their conclusion, and they publish the study, right?
Right.
Well, you know, it's just, and on here we have this natural thing, three essential oils. You know, there's like 15 plus chemical components to each essential oil. And this one is citronella and lavender, we all recognize, but I didn't recognize linalool oil.
Yeah.
And I had to look it up. It's a wood oil. It's not really known for, acknowledged as an insecticide or a pest prevention, but it has components similar to citronella and lavender that make it a kind of a cousin in a sense. But there's no safety information about that oil. It comes from Mexico, which makes it means that it's cheap. I'm going to make a real bottom line statement here.
Okay.
In terms of my own professional assessment, I give Bravecto, and reading all of their studies and everything, I give Bravecto a thumbs up. Okay?
Okay.
Oral. I would not go no-go on the topical. Okay? We can take that up if you'd like to. In terms of the waggy collar, give it a hell no, thumbs down. And I am an aromatherapist and a holistic practitioner, okay? But I would not go with that collar.
All right. Well, guys, I have a party to go to, so I'm going to cut this short, which is not unusual because I'm such a party girl, you know me, flitting social butterfly here and there.
Oh, shut up. You have a fucking life and I don't. We all know that.
So, anyway, yeah. Thanks for being here with us. Remember to support us by shopping on Amazon through our website at thegroompod.com. Also, thanks to our Patreon subscribers. We really appreciate all of that. Remember to support Barbara by buying things out of her shopping cart at shop.bieber.biz. And lastly, but not leastly, happy grooming, everybody. We'll see you here next week on The Groom Pod. Bye-bye now.
Okay, guys, stay cool.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of The Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com, or Barbara at barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.